On the morning of the wedding, everything is unusually calm and serene at the bride's household in Comboren. The usual chaos of cooking and seating arrangements are absent here. No telltale signs inside or outside the family home give away that today the family's eldest daughter, 26-year-old Maget Ndiaye, is going to tie the knot with her childhood sweetheart, except for one thing: the long white dress adorned with golden embroidery hanging in the corner of her bedroom.
Je vais me maquiller.
I'm going to put my makeup on and wear my dress, which is white and represents my community, first of all. There, a beautiful white dress with a veil. And I'm going to sit on my mother's bed and wait until the marriage is sealed.
Maget is waiting with two of her friends for her parents to return with the announcement that she is now a married woman.
C'est le jour de mon mariage et j'attends mes parents sont partis pour...
It's my wedding day, and I'm waiting for my parents who have gone to give my hand in marriage to come back. I'm really happy to be getting married this way, with lots of other people. I think it's a symbolic day.
As tradition would have it, each family sends a representative to the mosque on behalf of the bride and groom, who are waiting patiently and separately at home.
The boys go together and the girls wait here, and we wait for the call that tells us we are now married.
Collective weddings in the Layene community are encouraged not only as recommended by the founder of the Brotherhood, Saydina Mohamedou Limamou Lai, but because all costs have been reduced to almost nil to allow young couples to embark on a life together free of debt. A symbolic dowry of 20 euros split between the parents and the mosque is given, and that's it. No party, no guests, no wardrobe changes. For Maget, it's exactly what she's always wanted.
C'est un peu pour éviter le gaspillage. J'aime beaucoup la simplicité.
It's to avoid waste. I really like simplicity. The fact that there isn't a huge party and I'm just with my friends and family in a small group, it makes me happy. I've always hated big weddings, so I can say that God has answered my prayers. It's important for me because I don't like extravagance, and it's not a burden. It means fewer expenses.
The humble young woman knows what her priorities are.
Marriage is not just money or prosperity. It's what we hope and pray for. But it's to show that it's not what makes a long-lasting marriage.
Her friend Ramatou is not surprised Maget is getting married this way.
Today we're here to assist our friend. I just got married last week, but I chose to have a grand wedding. That was my choice, but she chose to have a simple wedding. It's her choice too, and I respect it.
Ramatou had always dreamed of a big, expensive wedding, like many young people who spare no expense.
It's what I dreamt of since I was little. I couldn't afford it, but I can say that with the support of my family, I had the wedding I've always wanted. It was so good. There were more than 200 family guests, cousins and friends, neighbors. It was pretty crowded anyway.
Money is a big factor when it comes to weddings. Not having enough means some couples wait years or get into debt to get married, says Basirou Laissa, the 29-year-old groom, also sitting at home with his friends, less than a kilometre from his future wife.
Oui, ici, ça les empêche de se marier, souvent.
It often prevents them from getting married because there are families who are asking for a lot of money to give you their daughter's hand. They ask for a lot of money, sums of 1,500 euros. That is the reason why we give ourselves a dowry of only 20 euros.
The prayers and chanting will continue until sunset. Basirou and Maget will have received the call that the wait is over and they are now man and wife. As the day's effervescence dies down, Libas Anne, a friend of the young couple and member of the Layene community, heads home. Collective weddings are always a happy time, he says, although for women it can sometimes be a stressful day, a day when they find that their husband has taken a second wife.
Mais ici, bon, à l'approche des mariages collectifs, c'est
As the collective marriage approaches, there is an effervescence. But first, wives are stressed to their bellies for fear that their husband will take a second wife. So there is a lot of teasing, and others will tell them, hey, just you wait, your husband will take a second wife. There are women who are stressed just at the idea.
This year, things seem to go calmly in Combrin, the religious capital of the Lyon. But the nervous anticipation will start up in time for next year's group wedding. For DW, Emmanuel Landais in Dakar.